This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Frank Sinatra famously once said, "A friend in need is a pain in the neck." Frank Sinatra was a great entertainer, but a poor theologian. He may have been joking, I don't know. He was a very generous benefactor and helped a lot of people. But it's worth having another look today at friendship. A friend in need is a friend indeed. So what does true friendship really look like? It might be surprising to read what surveys reveal that most men do not have one close friend. It's amazing, isn't it? Women seem to be better placed in having a good friend, and others say if you've got three good friends during a lifetime, you're doing very well. I think deep down we're looking for at least one good friend. I like the amusing story of two boys who were collecting a bucket of nuts under a big tree inside a cemetery on the outskirts of the town where they lived. So when the bucket was full, they sat down out of sight to divide the spoils, one for you, one for me, one for you, one for me. And they watched each other. The bucket was so full and some of the nuts had spilled out and rolled towards the fence, so it was getting a little bit dark. And another boy came riding along on his bike. As he passed, he thought he heard voices from inside the cemetery. He slowed down. Sure enough, he heard, "One for you, one for me, one for you, one for me." And the boy with the bike just knew what was happening. He went white as a ghost. "Oh my goodness," he said, "it's Satan and the Lord dividing souls at the cemetery." He jumped back on his bike, rode off looking for a friend, and as he came round, he found an old man who was hobbling along with a cane. "Come with me quick, you won't believe what I heard," he said. "Satan and the Lord are down at the cemetery dividing up the souls." "Beat it, kid," the old man said. "Can't you see? It's hard for me." But look, he convinced the man to come with him. And as they got close to the cemetery, they heard, "One for you, one for me." Ready to have some fun, the old man whispered, "Boy, you've been telling me the truth. Let's go inside and see if we can see the devil himself." Well, the child was horrified, but the old man was taking his steps towards the gate. And then he heard, "Okay, that's the last of them. That's all. Now let's get those two nuts by the fence and we'll be done." And they say the old guy made it back in town 5 minutes ahead of the boy. He was running, looking for a friend in his moment of terror. Funny story, I hope, but it seems that most people are constantly looking for friends. You know, some people are really quite desperate about this. They're living alone, as many people do today. They're facing a difficulty. They need a friend. They may be fearful. When the First World War ended, the King and Queen of Belgium wanted to honour the President of the USA, President Herbert Hoover, for the help that he'd given during the war from the United States. And after considering the various honours that were available, the monarch offered Hoover his choice of three decorations. And you know that the President of the US rejected them all. He said, "Look, you've stood at the gateway of civilization and held back the tide of aggression while we only shared with you in America what we had to give. For that, no one does ask for honours. No one does not ask for honours." And the King and Queen responded, "He is indeed our very good friend." And so the King and Queen of Belgium created a new order to which Hoover alone belonged. It was called Friend of the Belgian People. He was indeed a friend. Friendship is a very strong thing. Jennifer Wilson said, "A messy house is a must. It separates your true friends from other friends, because real friends are come there to visit you, not your house." People talk about friendship a lot, don't they? Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The only way to have a friend is to actually be one." Well, friends, they come and go in your life, but more important than how long a friendship lasts is that a good friend will love you for who you are. The way you can tell the sign of a good friend by looking at the actions they take to show how much they care. Herb Goldberg writes a book that says The Hazards of Being Male, and he says that 85% of American men don't have true friends. They might have buddies, as they call them in America, might go to the football, etc., but they don't have, 85% don't have true friends. Look, I want to talk a bit more about this tomorrow. It's a very important matter. What does true friendship look like? Heavenly Father, thank you that in the midst of our life, you are our greatest friend, and we want to thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.